Newsroom. I'm Kristen Shirmont-Spina. In Gainesville, businesses located near the Streetery can soon apply for redevelopment funding from the city. That's the downtown area that will be a pedestrian-oriented corridor of businesses and restaurants. The city approved a $500,000 grant program last week, which allows property owners to apply for up to $50,000 in funding. That's for public-facing improvements like signage, landscaping, and exterior awnings and utilities. The program is expected to launch this fall. A new state investment is expanding speech and debate opportunities for Florida students. The Florida Debate Initiative is receiving $2.4 million in recurring state funding for the 2026-27 school year. The program is expected to reach students in all 67 school districts. The initiative provides debate camps, tournaments, civic education, and leadership programs. It also trains teachers and coaches and focuses on students who may have fewer opportunities to participate, including those in rural and high-need communities. State Senator Jason Brodeur, who sponsored the funding, said debate gives students a chance to engage with ideas they may not encounter elsewhere. For Stetson University student Louise David Ladizewski, debate became a way to build confidence after immigrating to Central Florida from Venezuela.
I'm really happy about this funding opportunity because it will lead other kids like me who share similar backgrounds to speak with confidence and to have a voice.
Annual reporting is required on how the money is spent and how debate programs are developing. This is Morning Edition from WUFT, NPR News and Talk. For more local stories, visit our website at WUFT.org. I'm Kristen Shirmont-Spina.
Four states are suing Meta for designing